السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، سسپیکٹرز، tonight is not a majlis night, it is the night in which I will recite a Naat Sharif. So as you know that inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then we will be proceeding in that direction, the direction of Madina Sharif, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resides. Madina Sharif, we know, was chosen for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hijrat. It was chosen for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's permanent resting place. Thousands and thousands of ayat of the Quran Sharif were revealed in Madina Sharif. Islam in reality spread from Madina Sharif. It became the headquarters or the capital. Jihad also only became farz in Madina Sharif. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the delegations, the deputations, they came to meet him in Madina Sharif. That is where they learned the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. That small band of people that were in Makkah Mukarramah, who were undergoing very, very severe tests and trials, torture, persecution. They could not even perform the Salat in the Haram Sharif or do any propagation of Islam openly. After they came to Madina Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, during those 2 years after Sulh Hudaybiyah, after the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, so many people had the opportunity of seeing what the Muslim is like. They came from Makkah Sharif to visit their relatives. They saw the Salat of the Muslim. They saw the Ibadat of the Muslim. They saw the Akhlaq and character of the Muslim. They saw how compassionate, kind, merciful they were, how they treated their neighbors, their families, their friends. So they had no other option and choice but to accept Islam. So that is Madina Sharif. We can go on and on and on. But tonight in this gathering here, I will recite a Naat Sharif. If we can only understand the meaning, inshallah ta'ala, it will be very beneficial. Kis bhi muraja ke alam mein ریبا کی زیارت ہوتی ہے، کس بیم و رجا کے عالم میں ریبا کی زیارت ہوتی ہے، ایک سمت شریعت ہوتی ہے، ایک سمت محبت ہوتی ہے، اس بیم و رجا کے عالم میں پیبا کی زیارت ہوتی ہے، سمت محبت ہوتی ہے, ایک سمت شریعت ہوتی ہے. What great hope we go to Medina Sharif. The person goes there with great hope. He goes this, conveys his salat and salam at the Rauza Mubarak personally. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has informed us that if a person reads salat and salam from any other part of the world and just gives the gist and the meaning of that hadith sharif, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got angels that are roaming around and they carry that salat and salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina fil ardh yuballighuni an ummati as-salam. Angels roaming around and they convey to me, that means Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that they bring to me, they convey to me the salam of the people from wherever they read. What a great ni'mat and a bounty that a Muslim, wherever he reads salat and salam, it is conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam with the speediest of all communication that we can ever think of. I have explained by now 120 times that our cell phone technology has answered many, many questions, just as science and other technology has answered many other questions. But people used to wonder, how can this happen, that people are conveying salam from this side and within seconds it is conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But now we can understand that if there are a billion people also on this side and a billion on that side, it's just the press of a few buttons. And those people, as soon as they hear assalamu alaikum, they respond wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah within seconds. So if there's a technology of man, what about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's technology? He is the one who gave man the chip in his head to come up with such kind of technology, such speedy communication. So we must believe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he has said is the truth and nothing but the truth. So it is being conveyed. So the bonus is the person getting the opportunity to be present where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that then I respond myself. Now there again there was a question that so many thousands of people or millions of people making salam there at one time, how can he be responding? Again, technology has answered that question. Computer chips, 100,000 people phoning in from different parts of the world, and all messages are recorded at the same time, and they have a recorded message which every person listens to. All could have phoned in exactly at the same time, but that chip doesn't say that, no, there must be a queue now. 100,000 people have phoned, so there must be a queue. One after the other, then will be given the message. Same time on everybody's cell phone or computer, they get a message. So we mustn't wait for technology to answer these questions. We must believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's word. If a person says, I'm going to now believe because technology has proved a certain thing, then it means that he is believing his aqal. He is not prepared to believe Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas mu'min's belief is that whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says is the truth, if it's proved authentically that he said it, then whether our aqal understands or doesn't understand, we first believe in it. Then try to understand it if we can. But even if we don't, we believe truly that that is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who received the wahi and revelation. So therefore, whatever he has said, sooner or later they will prove it, that it was the truth. But at that stage, if a person says, well, I won't accept it until it is proven to me scientifically, then it shows that he is not a mu'min. Are you going to wait for scientific proof for Jannat, for Jahannam? Are we going to wait for scientific proof? That means if we don't get scientific proof, then we're not going to believe in Jannat. If a person says, well, give me proof, where is Jannat? Show me where about in the world it is. We went right up in the skies, we didn't find it. Then what are we going to say? So, iman bil ghayb, yu'minuna bil ghayb. Of course, we can prove lots of things. You should not be always going in that direction. Because scientific evidence, today they say something, tomorrow they could change. As they said at one time, they used to say that all the vitamins are in the peels of the apple. So therefore you must eat the whole apple with the peel. Then they said that the vitamins are in the core of the apple. So take the peel out, eat the core, because there could be lots of other things in the peel present with all the chemicals. They say very soon there will be new scientific research. They'll say eat the peel only, throw the core away. What are we going to do? Are we going to buy apple to just eat the peel? Scientific evidence can keep on changing. And look at every day there's new changes, new evidence. We must believe first in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, and then if Allah ta'ala gives us some wisdom and we understand something, then alhamdulillah. Whether we understand or not, we are Muslims, we are believers in Allah ta'ala. The example of a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is just an example. It's like a person who has put with his own hands 100 rand in his pocket. And in that pocket he's also got his plane ticket or railway ticket, and he's also got his credit card. Now these three things he put in his pocket. Now he comes into one gathering and he says, what do I have in my pocket? So somebody says, well, we know that he had very good contact with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, so there must be hundreds of thousands of dollars in there. Somebody says, well, there must have been a gold coin there, because he just got married, or he's going to get married, so therefore that mehr money he must have got in his pocket, because he's going towards the masjid now for his nikah. Somebody will say something else, somebody will say you must have got 50 rand, somebody will say 1,000 rand. Now all of them, what they are saying is speculation. It's all speculation. They don't know what's in his pocket. Then he announces that in my pocket I've got 100 rands, I've got my credit card, and I've got my plane ticket. Now everybody disputes it. They say, no, we don't believe you. It's not true. But give us scientific evidence of what you got in your pocket. Then only you will believe. Otherwise, we are certain that you got 1,000 rand. I am certain that you've got a gold coin there. I am certain that you've got this. Now who will be the foolish person and who will be the aqalmand person? The aqalmand person will be that person who believes him what he's saying, because he knows what is in there. So what he is saying with yaqeen. And all the others, what they are saying is a speculation. Like that, the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever he says it with yaqeen, with conviction, ala basira. There's no doubt and speculation. It's not a question of if there could be a jannat, there could be a jahannam, there could be azab in qabr, there could be rewards in qabr, or there could be an akhirat, there could be this, could be that, there's no could be business. There is certainty, whatever he says, it's yaqeen, yaqeen a kamil. All the rest of the world and all the scientific evidence that we look at, it is just like those people speculating. That they are thinking that probably because of this he must have got so much, or because of this he must have got this in his pocket, or because of that. So like that, there is nothing wrong. The world Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created and he subjugated it to man. Make your research, go deep into the waters of the ocean, go high above the skies. Come up with a technology that will benefit mankind. There is nothing wrong with that. But don't let the technology divert us. Create doubts in our minds. And that is what has happened. Lots of people have left Islam because it created doubts in their minds. Now I think we are going in a different direction. Kis beem o raja ke alam mein, faiba ki ziyarat hoti hai. Ek simt shariat hoti hai, ek simt muhabbat hoti hai. What a kind of excitement the person has. But on the one side, Shariat holds him back. The muhabbat is wanting him to go and make sajda there at the grave of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The muhabbat is wanting him to go and kiss the jali mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza mubarak. The muhabbat is wanting him to do lots of things. Because in muhabbat and ishq, the person loses control over his emotions. But except the Shariat for him. The Shariat is that rein, it holds him back. That indeed you've got a lot of muhabbat, you understand. But in that muhabbat, you cannot go beyond the borders of Sharia. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a lengthy hadith, that if you give us permission, then we will make sajda to you. He said, if I had to give anybody permission to make sajda, I would have told the women folk, make sajda to the husband. But sajda is not permissible before anyone except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he explained. And I always say that the men folk, the only hadith sharif the husbands know is this one. Nothing else. How he treated his wives, how much of compassion, kindness, mercy and all he showed, and how he assisted and helped them in the home, even in menial tasks, kneading the dough, knitting the garment, sweeping the floor. Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doing such things. All that they forget. The only thing they know, if I had to say, then this makes sense that I would have told them. It is to show the rights. But again, that's the subject. So, exempt the shariat hoti. Shariat is that rein. It holds the person back. I gave that example of the Mitchell Park. That there is a board there that's, I don't know if it's there now, we used to take a walk early morning after Fajr there. So, there was a board there. No dog except on leash. So I explained that, look, they say the dog must be on leash. Why? Because if you don't have it on leash, then it is going to damage the flowers, it's going to urinate here, it's going to jump on some child there, it's going to bark on to somebody there, it will snatch somebody's food from the picnic basket, it will do lots of things. So you put it on leash and then take it across, carry on. So like that, we must have the leash of Sharia tight around our hearts. And our necks. Then we can go to the bazaars, marketplaces, airports, in the aeroplanes. We can go deep down the ocean, up above the heavens, and no problem. The person, because he's got that leash of Sharia, so he'll have khawf of Allah Ta'ala wherever he is. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun. Mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun. Mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Samne aisa khauf e qiyamat rahe. Samne aisa khauf e qiyamat rahe. Sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Samne aisa khauf o qiyamat rahe. Sab gunahon se meri hifazat. Whenever the temptation to sin comes, then think of the qiyamat day, day of judgment. On the day when our action will be weighed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will dispense justice. So, sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Whether I'm on the ground or on the high up in the air. My nafs is on leash. Just put the leash on the nafs. So, one side it is muhabbat, which has got a different taqaza. And on the other side is shariat, which has got borders and limitations. So, I'm going to Madina Sharif, Taiba ki ziyarat hoti hai. But one side, Shariat says that you can only go up to this extent in your muhabbat. Then there must be adab, there must be ihtiram, there must be great dignity, there must be great respect, there must be azmat in the heart, there must be aqidat in the heart, there must be muhabbat in the heart. The person must wash his heart with a lot of tawbah and istighfar. For we know what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, what our tongues have spoken, what our hands have touched, where our feet have walked, and what our minds have fantasized. Standing before Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is no joke. But of course, this bheem or raja ki aana. At the same time, the person has got great hope. That he is rahmatul lil alameen. He forgave even those who were after his blood. Those who stoned him in Taif were forgiven. Those who stoned him in Uhud were forgiven. Those who throw intestines of animals on his back in sajda were forgiven. It was rahmatul lil alamin. And he will make shafa'ah. So great hope. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sinful ummati of yours has come. He is standing before you. Don't turn away your glance. Kis bheem o raja ke alam mein tayba ki ziyarat hoti hai. Ek samt shari'at hoti hai. Ek samt muhabbat hoti hai. Us dil pe khuda ki rahmat ho, jis dil ki ye halat hoti hai. Us dil pe khuda ki rahmat ho, jis dil ki ye halat hoti hai. Ek baar khata ho jati hai, سو بار ندامت ہوتی ہے اس دل پہ خدا کی رحمت ہو جس دل کی یہ حالت ہوتی ہے ایک بار خطا ہو جاتی ہے سو بار ندامت ہوتی ہے اس دل پہ خدا کی رحمت ہو اس دل پہ خدا کی رحمت ہو اس دل پہ خدا کی رحمت ہو جس دل کی یہ حالت ہوتی ہے ایک بار خطا ہو جاتی ہے ایک بار خطا ہو جاتی ہے سو بار ندامت ہوتی ہے اس دل پہ خدا کی رحمت ہو جس دل کی یہ حالت ہوتی ہے May Allah تعالیٰ's رحمت His mercy be on that heart the condition of which heart is this کہ ایک بار خطا ہو جاتی ہے that one mistake the person makes one sin the person committed one slip the person made سو بار ندامت ہوتی ہے 100 times he regrets that action of his 100 times he makes ندامت he is ashamed that my Allah what kind of rebellion against you You are the one that blessed me with all these bounties. And I used the very bounties to sin against you. I disobeyed you using your very bounties. Whatever disobedience a person engages in, whatever sin he engages in, he has to make use of some bounty of Allah Ta'ala, some ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, some great gift of Allah Ta'ala. Can anybody commit any kind of sin without making use of any ni'mat of Allah. He's going to use his hands if he's touching his illicit beloved. He's going to look with his eyes. The person is going to steal, he's going to use his hands. The person is going to dance in the disco, he's going to dance with his feet. He's not going to dance with the crutches. So all the sins that people commit and all the sins that we commit, we make use of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. The eyes, the ears, the tongue. The ghibat, what the person uses. And our monies that are spent. So ek baar khatwa ho jati hai. Human being can make mistake. Human being can slip. Human being can err. Human being can fall. Therefore Allah Ta'ala kept the doors of Tawbah wide open that, O my servants, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Don't despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. thinking of one's past must not make the person despair of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, irrespective of how far he may have gone, but he must turn around. That's all that's required. He must turn around. If a person has realized that he has taken the wrong turn, if he was going to Johannesburg and he took one off-ramp somewhere and it was the wrong one, and now he knows he's not going in Johannesburg direction, he's going into some jungle or some bundus, as they say. So now does he carry on and on, or does he turn around? The aqalman person will turn around. Even if that person suddenly saw beautiful lakes and rivers and streams, but he wants to go to Johannesburg and it's urgent, he's not going to stop there. He's going to turn around. So no matter how enjoyable it may be, the road of sins, the person turns around. Let me go back towards my Allah, because he will never find sukoon, chain, in any other place. He can search and search. Like that person was searching under the lamp post. Somebody asked him outside on the pavement, on bright lamp light, "So what are you searching for?" He said, "Searching for a coin that I dropped, but I can't find it." "So where did you drop it?" "I dropped it inside the house." "So why are you searching outside here?" "Because there's bright light here." Can that person ever find it there, because there was bright light there? People are searching for sukoon in bright lights of the discos and cinemas and theatres and haram establishments, the casinos. And they're searching for peace and sukoon, but they can't find it because it's not there. So therefore, he says, "Ek baar khata ho jati hai, 100 baar nadamat hoti hai." And Allah Ta'ala loves those tears of regret and shame. Believe me, there's nothing more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than those tears which are shed in nadamat, in regret, in remorse. But obviously, we know that when a person says, "I regret I made that decision about the business," then what does it mean? That I'm not going to repeat it. And the person says, "I regret why I bought this car of a certain make and model," then what does it mean by "I regret"? That means he's not going to repeat that mistake. But it could be that the person went to another auction, and when he saw the outer condition, he got caught again. Or somebody else again took him for a ride. He already had a bad ride in the first one. Somebody took him for another ride. So that can happen. So that means the person was again taken for a ride by shaitan and nafs. So again make plenty of tawbah. But to be persistent, carry on and say tawbah, tawbah, that is a joke of tawbah itself. That tawbah itself needs another tawbah. That istighfar itself needs another istighfar. Because there is no desire to give it up. The person says, "I made up my mind, I'm going to give up my illicit love relationship." Now what does that mean? Now he must delete that number from his cell phone. He must destroy any kind of correspondence and communication that he may have had. He must try and delete from his mind and heart also, even though it is difficult on the nafs. Then we will say that the person is sincere in his tawbah. Then accidentally again something happened, then he makes plenty of tawbah. But the person does nothing to change the situation, then we can't say that he's sincere. So Allah Ta'ala says, oh Allah Ta'ala, many places in the Quran Sharif, it informs us of his being Ghaffar, his being Ghafoorur Rahim. He himself says, وَقُرْ رَبِّ اخْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And say, رَبِّ اخْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ. Oh my sustainer, oh my Rabb, forgive me and have mercy on me. For you are the most merciful of those showing mercy. Now if Allah Ta'ala is saying, say that, what does it mean? That he wants to forgive. He doesn't like to punish. He wants to open the doors of maghfirat, of rahmat, of barakat. He wants to open it. But we don't want to make use of that opportunities. Kis bhi raja ke alam mein faiba ki ziyarat hoti hai. Ek samt shari'at hoti hai, ek samt muhabbat hoti hai. Us dil pe khuda ki rahmat ho, جس دل کی یہ حالت ہوتی ہے ایک بار خطا ہو جاتی ہے سو بار ندامت ہوتی ہے. فیض حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکات محمد شاہ عارف باللہ ہی سے ویری ویری بیوٹیفلی. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی, میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا. او مائی اللہ, میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا, مائی کرائنگ اوور آل مائی مسٹیکس اینڈ سین, یہی ہے میری تلافی, دیٹس اونلی ریکمپنس آئی ہیو, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو اینی تھنگ ایلس, آئی ایکسپلین مائی ہیلپ لیسنس مائی ویکنس مائی شارٹ کمنگ بفور یو مائی اللہ, اینڈ یو آؤٹ آف یور مرسی اینڈ کائنڈنس ٹو فورگیو می, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم آپ کو کرنا. جیسے اس دل پہ خدا کی رحمت ہو, اللہ تعالیٰ مرسی اینڈ رحمت اپون دیٹ ہارٹ, جس دل کی حالت ہوتی ہے, that heart which has this condition, that ایک بار خطا ہو جاتی ہے, not a thousand times, even one time if the person makes a slip, immediately he turns towards Allah Ta'ala, ask for forgiveness. If the mistake took place on the road, then he doesn't even walk 10 yards after that, or 10 meters, or 10 miles, same place within his heart, doesn't even require that now go and make wuzu, and go and make two rakat namaz, and all that when he has time. Here immediately in his heart, he lowered his gaze after that, and said, Ya Allah, I made a big mistake. I made a big mistake. Forgive my sin. You blessed me with sight, and I used it incorrectly. In that way, immediate service, dry cleaners, they said, 24-hour service, 1-hour service, 10-hour service. So this is immediate tawbah. Immediate washing of the heart.
جو بات وہ فرما دیتے ہیں, جو بات وہ فرما دیتے ہیں, معیار صداقت ہوتی ہے, جو بات وہ فرما دیتے ہیں, معیار صداقت ہوتی ہے, دستور عمل بن جاتی ہے, اور دین میں حجت ہوتی ہے, جو بات وہ فرما دیتے ہیں, معیار صداقت ہوتی ہے, دستور عمل بن جاتی ہے, اور دین میں حجت ہوتی ہے.
واٹ ایور نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سے, ایز وی ڈسکسڈ ارلیئر, اٹ از صداقت ان اٹ, ٹروتھ فلنس ان اٹ, دیر از نتھنگ بٹ ٹروتھ فلنس, اینڈ اٹ بیکمز اے حجت, اے دلیل اینڈ اے پروف وین اٹ کمز ٹو دین, دیٹ وی ول کوٹ اینڈ سے دیٹ واٹ از اور شریعت, واٹ از اور دین, it is what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam ordered, what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam instructed, what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam directed, whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, then that is our deen, that is our sharia. Whatever he says is sadaqat, there is nothing in it but sadaqat. We will first accept whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said. Believe me, in everything, it is not only in عبادت اور نماز روزہ زکات, and we sometimes just think deen is shari, deen and shariat is نماز روزہ زکات. If we are going to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching in our family lives, in our homes, in our businesses, in our travels, wherever we are, there is direction, there is hidayat, then we will see the barakat, we will see the rahmat. And the moment any person steps outside the shariat, there is bound to be problem. Whether it's the husband that steps out of it or the wife that steps out of it. Whoever crosses the limits and the boundaries, then there's definitely problems. Or in business, if the person is going to start borrowing on interest and paying interest and taking interest, then he must prepare himself that there's going to be problems. So he's a Muslim. He won't be able to digest it. It's like bones for the dog. The dog will digest the bones. But if human beings start eating the bone, he's going to die. So like that, the Muslim, he will not be able to digest that kind of money, that kind of haram. So jo bhi Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam farma dete hai, whatever he says, mayar sadaqat hoti hai, dastoor amal ban jati hai, aur deen mein hujjat hoti hai. How we have in the courts of law they quote from different places of the constitution, that the constitution says this and the constitution says that, or the legislation is this and that. That's what happens. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says is final. He doesn't have committee meetings and then come up with some kind of reformation ideas. He is inspired by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The world can undergo many, many changes, but whatever he has said, it will remain the truth. It will happen as he has said. And we can see it in every person's life. Us dil pe khuda ki rahmat ho, jis dil ki ye halat hoti hai, ek baar khata ho jati hai, so baar nadamat hoti hai. I just explained to you that the person, if he makes a slip, he makes a mistake, he falls, he sins, then even if it's once, the person expresses great shame, sorrow, regret before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala loves those tears of repentance. Aswalli ala ek ada, Allah ki ayat hoti hai. Aswalli ala ek ada, Allah ki ayat hoti hai. E ruwe Muhammad pesh nazar, Quran ki tilawat hoti hai. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have totally explained this, you can go on and on and on. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every action of his, every movement of his, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's walk, his talk, his salat, his ibadah, his zikr, his jihad, his invitation towards deen, his tahajjud, his ishraq, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's fulfillment of the rights of his wives, his children, his friends, his neighbors, the Muslim, the non-Muslim, anything that you look at, you say it is in reality amal on the Quran Sharif ayat. If you read the Quran Sharif, as Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, what was the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? He said, haven't you read the Quran Sharif? That was his character. They say, Ruftar mein, Raftar mein, Kirdar mein, har cheez mein. So the Quran Sharif was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character. If anybody wanted to understand the Quran Sharif, all he had to see was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. And if anybody wanted to understand Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, he had to see his companions. And if anybody had to understand the companions, he had to see the tabi'in. That was the reality in those days. Now we do not have any examples. We have no example. Somebody says, who is a good Muslim? They say, read in the kitab. Good Muslim, if you want to know, read in the kitab. We have to read in the kitab who is a good Muslim and what is Islam, read in the kitab. Whereas in every person's life, a person could read. Every person's life was a book in which you read Islam. If anybody wanted to know how to make salat in those days, what did they have to do? Look at the companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And if they have to look at our salat, a new Muslim, a revert, he looks at our salat. We tell him that if you want to understand salat, then sit in the masjid somewhere and just watch the Muslims that are making salat. So you will understand the reality of salat. So then before he came into the masjid, he will be out because he saw our salat. The speediest of all. have shown many times those two people, one revert and one old Muslim. They are both making namaz next to each other. So the revert took his time, slowly, slowly, because he's new, he's taking his time reading Surah Fatiha, made his ruku properly, went into sajda properly. And the old Muslim finished very, very quick. So afterwards this person asked him, how did you finish namaz so quick? He said, well, you see, I'm an old Muslim, I'm experienced. I'm an experienced namazi. You are still new, you have to learn. That means the more experienced you become, the faster you go. Like driving the cars. So Islam was in the life of the people. You want to find out good character. Who related the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? His wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. When he got the nubuwat, came from the cave of Hira, and he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. What did Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala say? Kalla wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada. Innaka latasilur rahimani. She goes on. Gave all the beautiful characteristics. I'm not going in the direction now. That you are like this, you are like that, you are so kind, you are good to the relatives and you help them, assist the poor. Everything she mentioned. Now, can anyone today go and ask our wives, what's our temperament like? How many times our fuse blows during the day and night? When we walk into the house, whether we walk in like insan or some beast, frightening the wife, scaring the wife, or we walk in like insan. Ontre ontere kunsi kalsiri, the person says, oh camel, camel, oh camel, which part of your body is straight? That's our life. Which part of it is straight? Allah Ta'ala give me to and you to hidayah. So therefore say, I salli ala ek ek ada Allah ki ayat hoti hai. Hai ruhe Muhammad peshe nazar. Quran ki tilawat hoti hai. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek wo bhi muqaddar hota hai. Ek aisi bhi qismat hoti hai. Ek wo bhi muqaddar hota hai. Ek aisi bhi qismat hoti hai. Wo jahl yun hi reh jata hai. Buzar ko hidayat hoti hai. Look at the taqdeers of the people. Abu Jahl, how many times he met Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Because he had arrogance in him, jealousy, malice, and all other kinds of weaknesses of being so close to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that yet he was so distanced. Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Salul, how close he was. So even coming to masjid, Abu Jahl didn't accept Islam, we'll say. But here he outwardly even accepted Islam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam even gave him his undergarment for kafan. But of no help to him because he was a munafiq, hypocrite. Abu Zar gets hidayat. So we must seek hidayat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's not that because we related to somebody it's automatically hidayat. Or we got plenty of money it's automatically hidayat. Or we're holding a high position in society it's automatically hidayat. For hidayat the person has to make an effort. Oye ba ke babulo ke kante, phoolo se bhi nazuk tar nikle. Oye ba ke babulo ke kante, phoolo se bhi nazuk tar nikle. Talwon ko bhi lazzat milti hai. Asuda tabi'at hoti hai. Today we have absolutely no idea how people walked on those stones before reaching Madina Sharif. There were no tarred roads. There were no gardens there. Many of them didn't even have shoes on their feet. The thorns of Madina Sharif. The stones of Madina Sharif. They had to walk on that and reach Rauza Mubarak or Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even those stones, they say, it was even more softer than the petals of flowers to the Ashik of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi wa Nanotvi rahmatullah alayhi, he came up to Bir Ali, immediately jumped off his camel, and in some kind of ishq and muhabbat, he was now reciting the Naat Sharif, and proceeding towards Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rauza Mubarak, Masjid al-Nabawi, now is quite a few miles from there. And in such excitement, he was not even concerned that his feet were now bleeding profusely. Some others tried to emulate him, and they also took off their shoes. They didn't even walk a few meters and they put it back on. So it was not haram, it was permissible. Therefore we say that these type of things that we hear, it is not something for everybody. If we get that kind of hal and condition, then we do it. Otherwise, you wear your shoe and carry on. It's not right that the person is not wearing the shoe and then complaining that my feet hurting. Those people, they were so excited, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak is going to come any time. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, very soon I will be in front of his Rauza with as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. In that excitement they were proceeding. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Hasan Amritsari rahmatullah alayhi, not long ago, about 50-60 years ago, when they were amputating his leg. So he said, no chloroform, no injection to dull the pain or anything like that. You just proceed, amputate. He said, we can't do that, you'll be in real pain. He said, whatever happens, you do your work, I'll do my work. And the doctors, they're living until recently, I know, I don't know now if they passed away. They say we had to listen to him and proceed. So the entire operation, he never moved this way or that way, nothing. Afterwards they asked him, what did you do? He said, I just pictured myself. Imagine that I am standing in front of the Rauza Mubarak and I'm reading As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Rasulullah. As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Habib Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. Like that, it's a ceremony. Now can we do that? So تريبا کے ببولوں کے کانٹے پھولوں سے بھی نازک تر نکلے تلووں کو بھی لذت ملتی ہے. I will complete this. Atmamtu alaykum farma kar Allah ne ye i'lan kiya. Atmamtu alaykum farma kar Allah ne ye i'lan kiya. Itmame karam ab ho to chuka. بس ختم نبوت ہوتی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ سے اليوم اکملت لکم دینکم واتممت علیکم نعمتی ورضیت لکم الاسلام دینا. In Arafat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mounted on his camel the Qusra, and these verses of the Quran Sharif are being revealed. This day I have completed upon you my favors, I have perfected for you your deen. This day I have perfected for your deen, I have completed upon you my favors, and I have chosen Islam for you also. And teach with Islam as your way of life, as your deen. So say Allah Ta'ala had already announced that. Atmamtu alaykum farma kar Allah ne ye aalan kiya. Itmam karam ab ho to chuka bas khatm nubuwat hoti. Finish is khatm nubuwat. No other Nabi will come, there is no place for any kind of Nabi. Mirza Ghulam claimed all his nubuwat, all his claims were all absolutely lies and false. Because the person who says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to him sometime with, or his angel that brought wahi to him, Ghulam Mirza Qadiani, his name was Tichi Tichi. And sometimes he says he brought wahi to me in English also. And he used to also take a delight in some kind of alcoholic drink also. Hazrat can be a Nabi. And yet we had Zafrullah Khan of the High Court, United Nations, foreign minister, everything, whatever he was, and he accepted Mirza Ghulam. He says, afterwards, when somebody questioned him, he said, well, I don't believe in him as a prophet, but he was a great reformer. Can you even believe in him as a reformer? Who was nothing but a stooge of the British. So, Asmamtu alaykum farmaka. Allah ne ye aelan kiya. Itmam e karam ab ho to chuka. Bas khatm e nubuwat hoti hai. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Akhlaq, his character, his teachings. Allah ta'ala must give us such ishq and such love and such muhabbat of Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we do everything of deen out of love for Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's not consider it as a burden. How long are we going to keep on making namaz? How long are we going to keep fasting? How long are we going to keep doing this? How long? The person who is in love, does he ask how long? The fish is in love with water and likes to be deep down in the water. Have you ever heard of any fish complaining that I'm sick and tired of water now? I also like to go into some garden and orchard and in the frying pan of someone. Now, since there will be no zikrullah majlis for them, this is also zikrullah. Now just for 5 minutes, let's take the name of Allah and we make dua. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ما يبلغنا الله أي رحيم الله أي كريم الله أي most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. My most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. This very moment you are looking at us, you are watching us. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You are seeing our begging bowls raised before you, my Allah. We haven't raised our begging bowl because some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We have extended our begging bowl before one in whose hands all treasures lie. The kingdoms all in your hands, my Allah. Whether we go deep down the ocean of the heavens, east or west, north or south, it is all your kingdom. Ay Rabbe Kareem. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We have used your bounties and your ni'mats for your disobedience and the disobedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But who is there to forgive us besides you? You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you, my beloved Allah. We are therefore turning towards you. We are ashamed. We are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Ay Rabbe Kareem, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim hai, khatwakar hai, gunegar hai, badkar hai, napak aur gande hai, namak haram hai, Ay Rabbe Kareem, we eat the food provided by you, we drink the water sent by you from the skies. Ay Rabbe Kareem, we use every ni'mat of yours and then we commit sins day and night. Ay Rabbe Kareem, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ay Rabbe Kareem, bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us. Jo bhi bimar hai, Rabbe Kareem, unko shifa ta farma. We all are sick and ailing, my Allah. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Hey Rabbe Kareem, we know that physical ailments can sometimes be a rahmat and a blessing or a test. But we are extremely weak, even if it is a rahmat, my beloved Allah. Change it to the rahmat of good health. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Give us the hearts that you give to your friends and your waliyah, may Allah. Fill our hearts with nur, with the nur of taqwa, with the nur of ibadah, zikr, tilawat, with your muhabbat and with the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ay mere Mawla, oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar che pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. We know that we are full of sins, but where do we go, my Allah? اگرچہ پر خطوہ ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید
karam aaya. Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayah. Make everyone worthy of entering to Jannah. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash talim istimaat ko qubool farma. Madaris, masajid, khanqahu ko qubool farma. Except all the anjumans of deen. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Ya Rahim, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of akhirah. Cause us to cross full sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ab to hamara ban ja, ab to maaf karma. ہماری زندگی کا حال بدل دے. اے مولا ہماری زندگی کا حال بدل دے. ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل. خدایا خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل. اے رب کریم سفر تو مدینہ طیبہ مکہ مکرمہ قبول کر لینا آسان کر اخلاص کے ساتھ اے رب کریم طواف بیت اللہ نصیب فرما زیارت نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وہاں کے انوارات اور برکات اور رحمت دلوں کو مالا مال ریا سے کبر سے حسد سے ہماری حفاظت پر ہم سب کو اپنا بنا لے. ہمارا من When the time of our departure comes from this world, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs, adultery, fornication, watching some filth on the television screen or porn sites. Suddenly the angel of death strikes. How many people have their visas of life got cancelled suddenly, my beloved Allah. Don't let us be in any kind of haram. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. سلامتی دین و عزا کے ساتھ مدینہ شریف میں شہادت کی موت نصیب کرنا. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر رب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. There's the entire ummah with the goodness. From all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the entire ummah of Nabi Rafaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with nur, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from all the fitnas of the time, my beloved Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.